Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. We are here every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, streaming live on our YouTube channel, f4wonline.com/YouTube, as well as our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/f4wvideo, where, in fact, on YouTube and Twitch, you can watch this show live. And what could be more exciting than watching me talk into a mic for a full hour? Because, in fact, today, we do not have a guest on the show. We had a guest scheduled, but today, it turned out the time did not work for the guest. And given that this is a live radio show, we cannot we can't change the time. And so, no guest today. I will be going solo. And there's nothing more fun than going solo for an hour, talking about all sorts of weird stuff. So I'm here, but you know what? I'm a solo host. It doesn't mean I'm all alone, because I have you, dear listeners, and you can contribute to the show. If you would like to discuss anything After Dark related, no professional wrestling unless it has ties to the paranormal or even the weird. It's not all paranormal. I got stories today about Noah's Ark. I got stories today about potential life on other planets. These things are not paranormal. I do have a story about Bigfoot. But if you've got any weird story you'd like to tell, any weird tale, you can always send those to me, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Use that email, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com, and we're going to read them here on the show. I got a whole bunch of emails from the past several months, and I'm going to be going through those today, as well as talking all of the news. If you have sent me an email, and it is not preposterous, meaning, you know, it has to be like a real email, I will read your story here on the air. So let us know what's on your mind. There's all sorts of different topics that you could email about. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. As noted, I will get into the news and more after the break. So stick around. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, going solo here today, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, YouTube, and Twitch. Yeah, we got a lot of people in the chat today, and before this show started, somebody mentioned that I don't talk conspiracies here on this show, or they claim I claim that, and that is not entirely true. There are conspiracies that I will discuss, but I have found that in the last 15, 20 years, conspiracy theories, 25 years actually, conspiracy theory talk has not been something that I'm a big fan of, because I'm okay with a conspiracy that, you know, perhaps something happened, the JFK assassination, for example. Yes, someone passed away. JFK, he was killed. But, you know, was it Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone, or was it not? To me, this is something that I have no problem discussing, because, you know, there are a lot of valid arguments on both sides, and you can find evidence for both of these scenarios. He acted alone and he did not. Okay. In fact, I think just recently, I'll have to find it here, but I saw an article about how one of the doctors that operated on JFK after he was shot, one of the doctors who operated on him after he was shot, I believe stated that, you know, there was an extra bullet, and that's the doctor. So, you know, that I'm okay with discussing things like that, but I find that, especially in the last 25 years, number one, a lot of these conspiracies, very mean-spirited, you know, multiple people actually died, and, you know, people tried to claim that they really did not. I don't like stuff like that. It's disrespectful to the families of people who actually passed away, especially when there's literally no evidence whatsoever, you know, behind the conspiracy. And, you know, I don't like it. So I don't talk about those kinds of things. But, you know, JFK, whether or not he was actually killed by Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone, I'll discuss that one. Maybe we will on the show here today. But somebody did ask, any update on Noah's Ark? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, we had Stan Deo on, And he is the man who claimed that he has found the historical Garden of Eden. And we got talking about things like the Garden of Eden and Noah's Ark. And actually, there was an update on this story days ago. Like 2 days ago, this story came out. And it's from Fox News and numerous other outlets. Researchers find compelling evidence of possible Noah's Ark remains. International researchers from the Noah's Ark Project have tested soil samples from a Drupanar site in eastern Turkey, which suggests the boat-shaped sites once harbored ancient wood. We talked about this. A group of international researchers say they are getting closer and closer to identifying the possible remains of Noah's Ark. The focus of the research, this Drupanar site in eastern Turkey, was first identified in the 50s. For decades, it's been speculated that a boat-shaped site, this boat-shaped site, once harbored Noah's Ark, but no definitive proof has emerged. Now, an organization called Noah's Ark Scans believes that recent soil samples point toward the site once housing ancient wood. Researchers collecting soil samples last September analyzed them throughout the winter. The results show significantly higher levels of organic matter and potassium compared to surrounding areas. The results provide compelling evidence of a unique, potentially man-made structure beneath the surface, distinct from the surrounding mud flow. A group of researchers have found evidence to support a claim about where Noah's Ark was located. Findings suggest the presence of decayed wood, other organic materials. There's 2.72 times the amount of carbon inside the boat-shaped object as compared to immediately outside of its location. And the area where this boat-shaped mound was found, it is a 515-foot-long formation, which aligns exactly with the biblical dimensions of Noah's Ark. And, you know, I'm not a biblical scholar, a Noah's Ark scholar, but I've always been interested in the idea that, hey, you know what? Maybe they found, you know, an ark that matches Noah's Ark. And, you know, maybe they'll find the location of the alleged Ark of the Covenant. Now, you know, this person here, Drew, says Noah did not exist. Well, here's the thing, okay? You can look at this two ways. I talked about this a few shows ago. If you are one of those people that believes what is written in the Bible is what happened, well, it would certainly be very interesting to find the actual Noah's Ark. But the reality is, even if you don't believe there was a historic Noah, even if you don't believe there was a flood that covered the whole entire earth, okay, the fact that there is a flood myth in multiple cultures around the world, the fact that this story ended up in the Bible in whatever form it ended up, a lot of these stories, you know, they may not be exactly as it was handed down over generations, but, you know, there's a decent chance that at some point there was a big flood and there was a boat and the boat ended up on this mountain. And it appears that there might actually be a boat the same size on the mountain. Does that mean that the story in the Bible is exactly 100% as it was written? No, it doesn't. But it does suggest that there was a historic event that was then, it became part of the Bible. Very much like, you know, the story of Jesus. Whether you believe that Jesus was the Son of God or not, I mean, there is a lot of evidence that there was an actual historic person named Jesus. What he did, I mean, who knows? But, you know, claiming that they found portions of his cross, et cetera, et cetera. You know, those things are interesting historically as well. Story of the Ark of the Covenant. What was the Ark of the Covenant? Well, in the Bible, it was a box that had superpowers. And, you know, was there probably something called the Ark of the Covenant? Yeah. Did it have superpowers? I don't know. But, you know, it's mentioned in the Bible, and then it's never mentioned again. And there's no explanation in the Bible of what happened to it. And so, hey, you know, maybe Maybe there have been rumors for thousands of years that the Ark of the Covenant is here, or it's here, you know, Africa, wherever. And it certainly would be interesting if the actual Ark of the Covenant were found, you know, whether it is a supernatural device or not. It was a historical artifact, and it would be cool if it were found. Just like if we found a surviving dinosaur, that would be cool. Very unlikely, but you never know. That's half of the fun of people who search for Bigfoot. You know, does Bigfoot exist? I don't know. Would it be cool if we found an undiscovered 9-foot hairy ape man in the woods? Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Would it be cool if we discovered there was life outside this planet? Yeah, it would be pretty cool. And be pretty cool if we found a historic Noah's Ark that was built exactly to the specifications that were written in the Bible. So that's the update on that. And our guest today, by the way, our scheduled guest, was going to be talking Bigfoot. And, well, he's not here today, but a bunch of people in the chat said, hey, did you know that there was a recent credible sighting of Bigfoot? I said, is that so? I mean, there's allegedly Bigfoot sightings pretty much every day. But yes, in the news, and that's exactly how the headline was written, a credible new Bigfoot sighting that experts have determined is credible, I guess, that happened to a father and son in Michigan. And so we are going to talk about that after the break. And in fact, maybe we'll talk and answer this guy's question here. Have you ever gone squatching? Well, in fact, yes, I have. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
And the show, Brian Alvarez, here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And we had another question here, which actually kind of ties into what we were talking about. What about Atlantis? Is that a conspiracy? So Atlantis is very much like, you know, Ark of the Covenant and Noah's Ark, whatever. Not in the Bible, but the similarity is this. What is the story of Atlantis? Story of Atlantis is there was an island. It was a wondrous place. But they fell out of the favor of the gods, and then it sunk beneath the ocean. And that's the story. Plato wrote about it. And, you know, for thousands of years, people have been trying to figure out, well, was there an Atlantis? And if so, where was it? And I should actually ask Stan Dale if he's discovered Atlantis, because he has discovered a lot. But here's the thing with Atlantis, okay? Whether you believe that that story is exactly as it was written, which is unlikely, you know, the gods sank the island, the Greek gods. The fact of the matter is, there's a story, and it very well may have some basis in fact. There could have been an island, giant tsunami, everything wiped out, some people survived, went on to tell the story, and it became the story of Atlantis, the sunken island. And I bring it up because not only did someone ask about Atlantis, and is there such a thing, and what do you think about it, but there was a story that just came out a couple of days ago. So this was May 27th, yesterday. Underwater fossils surface to reveal a lost world of archaic humans. An artificial island of sand dredged from Indonesia's seafloor has accidentally revealed evidence of a long-lost sunken world inhabited by early humans. Scattered across the newly created island, scientists have uncovered more than 6,700 fossils of fish, reptiles, and mammals dredged from the deep, including the remains of two hominem skulls. This is the first discovery of ancient human fossils between the islands of Indonesia. The bones belong to Homo erectus, the longest surviving of all of our human relatives. Until now, the only evidence of Homo erectus in the region was confined to the island of Java. Turns out this population was not so isolated after all. More than 130,000 years ago, when sea levels were 100 meters lower than today, it seems that Homo erectus left the island of Java and lived among the valleys and plains of this Sunda land, which is now sunken. It sunk. Sunda is the name for the largest round shelf in the world, and while it is now a shallow sea, in the past it was occasionally a land bridge between the Asian mainland and the islands of Borneo, Sumatra, and Java. So it's not like this sank in an afternoon, but the point is, you know, we've discovered evidence of what used to be above ground, now below the sea, and they found, you know, all sorts of, they found two hominem skulls, but there were obviously many others that lived there. And so, you know, there are a lot of places in the world where sea levels have risen, a lot of places in the world where there were massive tsunamis back in the day. And was there an island, a large island, that in one day sunk beneath the ocean and someday we'll discover this, you know, massive city of Atlantis? Probably not. But there probably is something to the story, as there probably is to a lot of these stories. What that is, who knows? Maybe someday we'll find the historic Atlantis that became the subject of that story, and maybe not. All right, this credible new Bigfoot sighting. So this has been kind of all over the place, and there's an article in The Sun, which I like because of the way it's written, and they have some information at the bottom. In case you're reading this and you've never heard of Bigfoot, it gives you a little bit of information. So this is from the U.S. Sun. Credible, which they actually put in quotes, credible new Bigfoot sighting wows experts after a 6-foot-tall beast covered in hair targets a father and son in the woods. His father and son. This actually is what is written here. They say it's a credible sighting, but this is the first, I swear to God, this is the first sentence. A Bigfoot group has hailed a credible new sighting after a dad and son saw a mystery creature's, quote, hairy back and big butt cheeks. Yes. Credible sighting. The pair were out fishing in the woods when all of a sudden they heard, quote, rustling in a tree and a huge thud hitting the ground. Edward Henry and his son, 12. It's kind of an odd way to write that. I don't think the kid's name is 12. But they shared their spooky ordeal with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, a group in Akron, Ohio. Actually, there's groups. The BFRO is all over the country, which investigates and publishes reported sightings. Henry told the Bigfoot Chasers that he and his boy had been out fishing in Monroe County, Michigan, May 18th, when all of a sudden they got the fright of their lives. They had gone out to a fishing spot behind a jail located near a quarry in an area north of Plum Creek. My son said, keep in mind this kid's 11, holy S, what was that? It was as big as a bear, but it looked like a gorilla. His report to BFRO said, I was bow fishing today with my son around 11:30. We walked down the creek past four bridges and headed into the marsh. 100 yards into the marsh, the dog scared up something that was bedded there. Trees were shaking. We thought it was a group of deer. All of a sudden, I heard a rustling in a tree to the left and a huge thud hitting the ground from the tree. The dog almost got to it, but the creature shot off extremely fast through trees and brush. The dog chased the creature up the slope and over the train tracks. I then called for the dog to come back, and then they got the heck out of there. Now, you know, one of the things that you learn when you, read these stories is we have no proof that Bigfoot exists, okay? We don't. Everyone says there's this or that or whatever, but I would say that we could fairly say there's no definitive proof that Bigfoot exists. However, those that believe in Bigfoot, they will piece together stories from each other and each other again, and they will come up with an entire lore of Bigfoot. Now, I bring this up because, you know, one of the things you hear over and over that from Bigfoot researchers is that dogs will not go after Bigfoot. Dogs are petrified of Bigfoot. And, if they see or hear or have evidence of a Bigfoot, man, they ain't going out there. They're going running away from the Bigfoot. Well, this guy's story is that the dog went after Bigfoot. So in real life, that means nothing. That's just this person's story. But I do find it interesting that the BFRO said this was a credible sighting, because I would have thought they would have said, well, if the dog went after it, couldn't have been Bigfoot, because dogs don't go after Bigfoot. Matt Moneymaker, however, he was the guy from Finding Bigfoot, Matt Moneymaker. He did a follow-up investigation where he spoke to Edward and his son by phone. He said, both are credible and freshly descriptive about what happened to them this morning. Moneymaker said that the dad, 47, was born and raised in the area, earns a good living working in the demolition trade. He was grilled on how the animal reacted. The BFRO member added, I asked enough to discern it was not a big bear. It was a large, dark, furred primate that ran up a slope on two legs looking like a gorilla from behind. Yes, he says, that would be Bigfoot. He said the animal was reported as being roughly 10 feet up in a tree when it jumped down. At no time was it facing the two humans. The point at which he got the clearest look was when it ascended the embankment. They could see, Met Moneymaker said, the hairy back and big butt cheeks pretty clearly for a few seconds. This is the credible sighting of Bigfoot that people have been asking about. Now, I don't know, man. I'm sure they saw something in the woods. I don't know if it's a Bigfoot, but that's what they said. I once went on a Bigfoot expedition. Somebody asked. My wife bought me a 3-day trip with the BFRO up into the Cascades. And my buddy George and my other buddy, we all went just to have like a 3-day camping trip. Who knows? Maybe we'll see Bigfoot. And we went up there with the BFRO, did the whole investigation, the whole shebang. And I can proudly report that we saw absolutely nothing. Okay? Nothing. Although, my most memorable memory of this trip was, and this is not to me like proof of Bigfoot, but we were like walking through the middle of nowhere. I mean, we're miles up in the Cascades. This was not just like we went in the woods somewhere. I mean, they took us miles up off-road into the Cascades. And we're walking, you know, through the woods, and a group of us, whatever. And all of a sudden, one of the guys goes, shh, don't move. And he's looking through his they had all the FLIR and everything. And there is a gigantic herd of elk. I'm talking like easily 25 elk. All right there, you know, 15 feet from us. And had it not been for the FLIR, like, nobody would have had any earthly idea that there were 15 frickin' elk right there. Absolutely, completely silent. Never would have known. And so, you know, these animals that live in the woods, I mean, if they don't want to be seen, they're not seen. So that was kind of eye-opening to me when I didn't see those elk, nor did anybody else. But anyway, back in a moment with more After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, f4wonline.com/YouTube. Hello to everybody in the YouTube chat. Most of you, at least. And hello to everyone, twitch.tv/F4W video. Where you're all just looking at me, look at you. That's a lot of fun. You know, before we get to some of these emails, and you're welcome to email me, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. And I got a good one here that I'm about to read. But I want to mention this from unexplained-mysteries.com. This one actually is explained. So you guys know the haunted doll, Annabelle? Anyone who has seen the various movies in the Conjuring franchise will likely be familiar with Annabelle, a notorious doll that Ed and Lorraine Warren acquired back in the 70s. The story goes it was originally gifted to a student nurse who was later told by a medium that it was possessed by the spirit of a deceased girl named Annabelle. Before long, it was rumored the doll had exhibited malicious behavior, early AI, ultimately leading to the Warrens taking possession of it and keeping it on display at the museum. So this Annabelle doll has been at the Ed and Lorraine Warren's museum for a long time. But recently, it appeared the doll had vanished. It was widely reported in the press that the doll, which had been traveling around as part of the Devils on the Run tour, hosted by the New England Society for Psychic Research, had seemingly gone missing from its display case after reaching New Orleans. The rumors were sparked by stories from tour visitors who claimed they had not seen the doll. The news prompted considerable concern among fans who speculated that Annabelle was now on the loose and capable of inflicting all manner of paranormal harm upon unsuspecting victims. It sounds like a great movie. But now it has all been sorted. NESPR lead investigator Dan Rivera debunked the claims that the doll was missing by demonstrating that it was, in fact, still in its case at Ed and Lorraine Warren's museum. It seemed that rather than going missing, the doll simply hadn't been included on this particular part of the tour. It is a rumor. It was written on Facebook. Annabelle has not been stolen. The doll is safely in place at the Warren Occult Museum. Hey, you guys want to talk about conspiracies? How do we know that's a recent video? Maybe the doll is missing. I'm going to need someone to go to Warren's Occult Museum and confirm or deny whether or not that doll is still there or if it's on the loose. So I got this great email. I love emails like this. You know, somebody also, before I get to it, asked about the Flatwoods Monster. And, you know, that's a famous story. You know, I read about that when I was a kid. Flatwoods Monster in West Virginia folklore, creature reported to have been sighted in the town of Flatwoods, West Virginia, September 12, 1952, after a bright light crossed the night sky. Investigators now believe that the light that streaked was a meteor and that the creature was a barn owl perched in a tree with shadows making it appear to be a large humanoid. But I like the story because, you know, we talk about Bigfoot, big hairy ape. We talk about Loch Ness Monster, whatever. You know, these are all, it's like the same thing. You know, oh, it's like a guy. It's like a guy with big hairy butt cheeks. Must be a Bigfoot. I like the stories where, let's just say for the sake of argument, that guy and his kid made that story up. All right? Well, what story did they make up? Saw a big hairy beast. Hairy butt cheeks, ran off, You know, he made up a story. He saw Bigfoot. The story he tells, it looks like Bigfoot. I like the stories where it's just like, what is this story? Flatwoods Monster. I mean, it's a enormous, allegedly like 10 feet tall. From the neck down, it's dressed like, you know, somebody who was taking part in the Salem witch trials. Just this giant outfit. Huge head, glowing eyes. A giant spade helmet on. And twice the size of a human. So, I love stories like this. And green! Didn't mention that, it's green. So I like stories like this because, not saying I believe that the Flatwoods Monster was a giant green 10-foot tall beast, but I like the stories because I always feel, and listen carefully, I always feel that nobody made up the story, okay? Now that does not mean that they actually saw a Flatwoods Monster. Very likely that they did see a meteor and a barn owl and the lighting and everything made it look gigantic, whatever. But to report something like that, you almost have to believe it, right? I mean, most people won't report Bigfoot sightings or sightings of a UFO because they think people will call them crazy. And we're talking about, like, I saw a weird triangle in the sky. Oh, I can't report that. People will think I'm nuts. And you just saw a triangle in the sky. Well, imagine reporting that you saw the Flatwoods Monster. Amazing. So anyway, that one's wild. And that brings us to this story here. You know? And by the way, whoever sent me this, there's no name. There's just an email. Whoever sent me this, it's one of those emails where I want more information. And if anybody listening has a similar story or has heard of this, I want more information. This person here says, in the small Michigan town where I grew up, there was an abandoned shack in the woods that was covered in satanic graffiti. You could believe it was haunted or believe it was just a place teenagers went to drink beer. However, the legend of the haunted shack was that you had to drive across 3 bridges to get there. But on your return, the 3 bridges would turn into 4 bridges. The haunted shack did not want to let you escape as easily as you had arrived. And he says, my friend and I would drive out to see the shack. This is a first-hand witness. My friend and I would drive out to see the shack occasionally and count the bridges. Every time we counted 3 bridges to get there, and 4 bridges to return. And we never did figure it out. That's an awesome story. I want to hear more about this haunted shack and the bridges. Because, again, like the Flatwoods Monster, why would you make up a story like that? That's too weird. Most people, when they make up a story, they just make up a weird story. But there's like a level of weird where it's kind of like, that one's pretty weird. Not saying he couldn't make up this story, but you know, I believe that however it happened, he drove and there were 3 bridges on the way there, and I don't know, did he take a wrong turn on the way back? Did the road fork in some way where he inadvertently went a different way and went across 4 bridges on the way back? I don't know. But that's an excellent story. And if anybody has any more information on that one, I want to hear it. This is actually from a wrestler. The main feature, Rich Maxwell, who has the best hair in the biz, I'm told. He says, I'm from a small town in Iowa. Its most notorious thing is having one of the largest mental health institutions in the state. The rumor was that in the 1800s, they were offered Iowa State College or this MHI, and they chose poorly. MHI being the mental health institution. For starters, this was allegedly built on a graveyard. There is a giant forest behind it that has weird carved out pieces in trees. The rumor is these were carved out by the souls of those that were in the graveyard when the mental health institution was built. Additionally, when you drive through the path of the forest in the nighttime, you can see faces within the trees. Now, this institution was one of the last ones that still practiced lobotomies. That's when you had a mental illness and the solution was to drill holes in your head. These would be done in underground tunnels that connected the different buildings of the institutions. My mother worked in the drug rehabilitation portion of this center and would commonly use the tunnels to navigate to different areas when it was cold out, which could be any damn month knowing the state of Iowa. She was a day shift worker, so she didn't see or hear a whole lot. But the night shift workers and janitors would regularly tell stories about how you could hear screaming and other noises coming from the tunnels throughout the night. Additionally, in one of the rooms within the tunnels, where the lobotomies were conducted, there would regularly be a pool of water or liquid. It would gather, yet there was no pipe or drain or anything that would justify where this liquid would come from. Tons of stories of people feeling like they were being watched and followed in there as well. If you go in the tunnels, it just feels eerie right when you get there. That's from the main feature, Rich Maxwell. You know, I just read something actually about the feeling that you're being watched. So, you know, sometimes you feel like you're being watched and you are, but I think that that's kind of selection bias would be the term maybe, where I think that we often feel like we're being watched and most of the time we're not. We don't think about it. But when you have that feeling you're being watched and you are being watched, then you're like, oh my God, I felt it. Apparently we're, you know, as human beings, hardwired to have the feeling of being watched because, you know, tens of thousands of years ago, you know, you had to be aware of your surroundings at all times. You know, nowadays it's like your chances of being killed, I mean, it happens, but, you know, your chances aren't large on any given day. However, you know, tens of thousands of years ago, 100,000 years ago, you know, human beings, our ancestors, that, you know, poor Homo erectus that was in the land bridge, you know, there were dangers every day. And so, so we were kind of hardwired to, like, be aware, you know, be aware of our surroundings, feel like we're being watched, but not hardwired to hear random screams in mental health institutions when there's nobody there. So a lot of stories from mental health institutions, lots of stories from graveyards, lots of stories from prisons. I would actually like, you know, we got a lot of people listening to this show. We got Curry Head, who's a regular listener who works in, I think he works at a prison, law enforcement. But, you know, a lot of folks in law enforcement, they see and hear a lot of really weird things. So if you are a listener and you are in law enforcement and you or a friend, like, I want to hear your weird stories of what's happened on the job. You know, it can be law enforcement. It can be working at a mental health institution. It can be, you know, any of these jobs. Even, I mean, we could actually go much further, but like, you know, theater operators, lots of stories of haunted theaters that we hear. So if you have any of these jobs and you've run across some real strange stuff, I would love to hear about it here on the show. This person here says, I was on vacation in Destin, Florida a few years ago. A man who worked there, looked like a pirate, told me a story that happened in Cape Girardeau, Missouri in 1941 where a UFO crashed here and a local pastor had come to read an alien its last rites. I looked it up and found the story is actually, well, the story is, not that the story is true, but yeah, it's definitely a story. And there's a book about it on Amazon, the Cape Girardeau 1941 UFO incident. And yeah, that is a very famous incident. And that's another one, pastors, you know. There have been several stories, not just Cape Girardeau, but, you know, legends of UFO crashes where a pastor was called to read the last rites to the aliens. So I want to hear more about that, too. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, you know, someone brought something up that kind of ties in everything. You know, we were talking earlier about alleged location of Noah's Ark and, you know, the alleged location of the Ark of the Covenant. You know, these things, you know, whether they're there or not, it is interesting that, like, it had been rumored for, you know, forever that, and I shouldn't even say rumored, like, in the Bible it said the Noah's Ark ended up on Mount Ararat. And, you know, for thousands and thousands of years, people had talked about it being there. And now it turns out, hey, they might have actually found a boat there. You know, something had been talked about for thousands of years. And, you know, the thing somebody asked about, what about the stories of the secret chamber beneath the pyramid or the Sphinx? And there's actually been stuff in the news about, you know, they've done some the ground penetrating radar. And it does appear that there are chambers, whether underneath the pyramids or the Sphinx. And, you know, there's a lot of red tape. You can't just, like, start digging underneath the pyramids and the Sphinx. But it's interesting because, you know, that had been rumored for, like, you know, forever. Secret chambers beneath the... it was always the paw of the Sphinx, I believe, was the rumor. Or secret chambers in the pyramids. And now, here we are, it's 2025, and it's looking like, hey, there actually might be some secret chambers underneath the Sphinx or the pyramid. So I would like to talk more about that and get somebody on to talk about it, because that one's pretty interesting as well. I don't think there's, like, necessarily, like, a UFO in there, but, like, there could be records, you know, lost records that we could learn a lot about history from. So that's pretty interesting. Well, we got to wrap it up. I want to thank you all for listening and helping out today as I went solo here. Back next week with a brand new guest. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.